other, I think, interesting questions, and I think that this is probably a financial dilemma for us, is that the upcoming intergroup study, where patients will be randomized to standard chemotherapy, being either FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, with the standard treatment, which is bevacizumab, or one experimental arm, which is cetuximab, or the second experimental arm, which is cetuximab plus bevacizumab, I think many of us, based on the data we've seen from Lensalt's CBI trial, expect that the arm receiving both biologic agents will probably win. And the dilemma that we have is that that's going to be very expensive therapy. But I think that that's going to be very interesting. I mean, I think many of us are already tempted to, in particularly patients who are at bad risk, to throw everything at these patients. And there are financial costs and also toxicity costs associated with that.
What about using both in the metastatic setting?
Again, if money were not an object, I think that that probably would be the most effective therapy.
So off protocol in a patient who tells you, okay, money is no object, or have you done that?
Well, that's the problem, that even in a patient who is wealthy, it's not the patient who pays, but their insurance company who pays. And the insurance company is a pool with other patients who are not so wealthy. So I think that ultimately you're talking about society as a whole, and you have to consider that. Also, there's really a limited amount of data. But in my heart of hearts, do I think that that's probably going to be the best therapy? I do. And if I had the cancer myself, would I want all these agents together? I probably would. But
can I just pick up on that a little bit?
Sure.
Okay, so then specifically, because few people are willing to get into that kind of discussion, but I'm glad you mentioned that.
I'm the only foolish one.
So specifically, what regimen would you be looking at in the adjuvant, very poor risk situation, or metastatic setting?
For
you.
For me.
Yeah.
Well, I think being an individual who's less than 65 years in age and who does not have any cardiac risk factors, I think I probably would try the FOLFOX plus bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting. And in the metastatic disease setting, probably some sort of a combination where you're combining, you could either do FOLFIRI bevacizumab followed by FOLFOX cetuximab or vice versa. Some sort of a combination like that. I like the data from Stanford that combines cetuximab with FOLFOX. So that kind of a sequence, probably.
So in other words, that sequence without progression, just a deliberate sequencing?
For metastatic disease, no, right. I would on progression.
On progression.
I mean, I think you could, for instance, also do something like FOLFOX, cetuximab, bevacizumab. But again, I mean, I think that needs to be evaluated as far as toxicity is concerned.
Is that being evaluated in terms of toxicity?
Yes.
I guess in the intergroup study? Or has it been looked at in other places?
Well, it's in the intergroup study. My understanding is that there are several ongoing quickie phase 1, phase 2 trials where you're looking at the first 3 patients, then going straight into a phase 2 trial. But there are various groups, I think, that are looking at combinations of a dual EGFR inhibitor, where you're looking at both erlotinib and cetuximab or Iressa cetuximab, or you're looking at bevacizumab erlotinib combinations, or there are also some combinations looking at EGFR inhibitors and VEGF inhibitors.